Awesome. Welcome, everybody, to the Meet the Owners call. My name is Marina Simone. So excited to be on this call and introducing our founder, formulator, and visionary of Purium, Mr. Dave Sandoval. And let me just tell you, he has inspired me in so many ways to change my eating habits in my life. So I'm so excited to hear him speak about the transformation, the facts of it. I'm just so grateful for everything that you and Amy have done. So, Dave, are you on the line with us? Or did I mute you out?
Hey, Marina, it's David Litt. I think David Sandoval's on the line, but I'm not 100% sure. So let me, David, are you on the line? Why don't you go ahead and continue to share some ideas, and I will see if I can track them down.
Okay, sounds great. So I actually just finished doing a support call. We had some amazing transformations, transformers on. We had about 16, 17 people that are on day 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, and it was just so inspiring and empowering to hear their stories, share why they decided to do the cleanse, what really got them to want to
say
yes. Oh, yeah, there we are.
Okay, had some trouble getting in. I'm not sure what was going on with the system, but I think there were just a lot of people trying to get in at the same time. Welcome. And who is hosting tonight?
It's Marina. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Well, thanks for joining us. And you want to take over?
You know, I usually do. That's what they tell me, so I guess I'll do the same tonight. How is everybody? And welcome to this. Meet the Owners call. My name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And very excited to, here's David Litt calling me to ask me why I'm not on the call, but I think he gets that I am now. But the bottom line is that we have a very exciting call tonight. And once again, I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And Purium Health Products is famous, getting very, very famous for what we call the 10-day celebrity transformation. And, you know, the transformation started out being, for quite honestly, a very elite group of people. It started, and I don't mean elite like better than anybody. I just mean a select group of people. It was available to people who were already really, really focused on looking good. People who are in the entertainment industry, people who are fighters, people who are beauty queens, people who are actors, actresses, people who worked at Cirque du Soleil, things like that. And they always needed to stay in prime shape. They needed to get ready for certain events, and they had 10 to 12 days to get ready for very high-end events, and they needed to be perfect during that time. And they would come to me and they'd ask me for advice. They'd ask me for a program, and I put together a program that seemed to work really, really well. Now, that program has found its way out of that unique group of people and into a much wider audience. And in doing so, there's been some challenges because most of the people who did the transformation were not ever binge eating on junk food or letting their bodies go. They, for the most part, their careers had them in pretty good shape. And then we needed to take pretty good shape into fantastic shape, they came to me. And so my ability to transform bodies that had gotten 15 to 20 pounds overweight was practiced on somebody who was 600 pounds overweight. And it worked. And so I thought, wow, this same program could possibly work on people who suffer from obesity and extreme overweight. And we started using it with them in sort of a moderate way, like we did with the Manny every other day. And it worked phenomenally for him as well. And what we're trying to do now is we're trying to figure out how do we take this program that is so amazing and so life-changing and so cathartic and so pure and awesome and cleansing and organic and just all of this, how do we take that and how do we use it to introduce a whole new class of people to our program, a class of people whose bodies may not be as receptive to the changes that these foods might make. You see, our great challenge right now is to overcome people's resistance to change. Because as we go through the people who, for whom the transformation is fairly easy, those are the ones who are highly motivated because they already have a deep respect and love and care for their body, or they have a deep love and respect for their career, which requires that they maintain their body. But what do we do about the next class of people, the next group of people, the people for whom changing their life is actually more necessary, possibly life-saving, yet far more difficult because they have more changes to make. It's a steeper mountain. It's a longer mile. The bottom line is that we have done that. We have begun to reach out into a much broader audience and with phenomenal success, but not without challenges. And those challenges come with questions. And what I've decided to do is to tackle one question at a time, week after week, on this forum right here, Wednesday nights, until we have compiled virtually an encyclopedia of the questions that are asked and the issues that come up when someone is going through a transformation. It's not all butterflies and unicorns. You know, it's not all rainbows and parties. There are some dark clouds around transforming. There are some people who have significant personal challenges that they're not able to overcome. And as a consequence, they miss out on potentially that moment in life that could have changed everything. That moment in life that could have been that transformational time where they suddenly break their addictions to food and begin to make better choices and reduce their possibilities for suffering and increase their potential for longevity. And we want to take people there. We know the transformation can take people there, but not if they have an unpleasant experience that they're not prepared for. Did you hear what I said? If they have an unpleasant experience that they're not prepared for. How many of you people tell people this is going to be an unpleasant experience when you're telling them about the transformation? How many of you have the courage to tell people this is not going to be easy? It is going to be hard. I am challenging you to do something difficult. You are going to face dark times. You are going to question yourself. You are going to question me. But you've got to do it. You may get constipated, you may get diarrhea, you may get headaches, you may get cramps, but you've got to do it. You may question why, but the answer's now. You see, you've got to do it. You've got to prepare people for the worst, under promise and over deliver. But I see too many people, and this is not a criticism, this is actually a compliment to me, I see too many of you telling people this is going to be easy, this is awesome, and the reason why is because by the time you got to your 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th day, you were feeling like it was easy, you were feeling awesome. But we've got to remember our own challenges, our own 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th days, which for some people could be really, really tough. And so before we start our call on the most frequently asked questions, I want to remind you that the most asked question is going to be, what is this like? And if you're not willing to truly be honest with people and to challenge them to make it through what is going to be a cleansing, life-changing transformation, then you're going to lose your credibility with them. You're going to lose them as a customer. We are going to lose them and get returned products, which no one likes. And so all of that could be avoided. All of that could be avoided with properly understanding and preparing people, which I will take my own responsibility. I'm sure that I could have and should have done better. I've heard the questions coming for quite some time. I've seen the challenges that some people have. And I failed to realize that we were reaching a broader and broader market with less and less of a point of reference, less and less of a point of reference, less and less understanding of the difference between pure, raw, whole, awesome superfood and some shake thrown together with synthetic nutrients and sold commercially. And if in their mind they're the same, and if in their mind the one that tastes all chocolatey and delicious is easy for them to do, and ours is hard, then we are going to lose that battle for the hearts and minds of those people, and they are going to lose that battle against their body. Because they're going to take the easiest way, because they're going to have tried our way, and it wasn't easy, and that we were told it was. So prepare them for the worst. Tell them you'll be there to hold their hand. And then let them know the truth is, for most people, it's not that bad. For most people, none of these things even happen. But just in case they happen to you, I want you to know it's okay. It's all right. This is natural. This is normal. This is your body making adjustments. Don't quit. Stay the course. Don't judge a book till it's over. Don't judge a day. That's right, until the sun is gone, because you just never know how it's going to end. And this transformation almost always ends in amazing. And I think most of you know that, but it can't end in amazing if it isn't finished. And so got a few questions we're going to go over. And we're going to go over more and more questions week after week until every single one of the questions have been answered and documented. And if we don't get a thorough enough answer this week, we'll finish it next week until every one of these questions have been documented and are available at our fingertips, either by listening to these calls or going to a list of frequently asked questions that we're going to prepare. So as I am about to get into this list, I want to remind you that, hold on, where is it? I want to remind you that we have a really good, a really amazing, in fact, event coming up. And that event is, that event is our national convention. We have already sold more tickets this year with more than a month to go than we sold all of last year. And we have amazing, incredible things that are going to be going on there. So just want to give you a station identification, a little word from our sponsor. Okay, the first question that is what if I don't like the flavor of the Power Shake? What if I don't like the flavor of the Love Super Meal? Well, a couple of things I've got to tell you. Number one, I use the original Power Shake. I do not use the Appleberry. And the reason I do that is because that allows me to mix it with almond milk or coconut milk, or maybe add a little vanilla flavor if I want to, or something else to dress it up. Maybe I put in, one of my flex foods. Maybe I put an avocado in there, believe it or not. You could do that. What if I put watermelon in there? So I personally use the original Power Shake, not the Appleberry. And I could tell you that at the beginning, most people do not like that taste. It tastes like Cheerios without sugar. If you've ever had Cheerios and then drank the milk when you're done, that's a little bit like what the Power Shake tastes like, the original flavor. But that's the one I love. Now, the Appleberry Power Shake has flavoring in it that is completely vegan, completely organic, completely natural, completely plant-based, completely awesome. And it does help most people who otherwise would not immediately enjoy the taste of the Power Shake, the original. So we took the original, and we know that the longer people take it, they actually learn to love it. But it was a huge barrier to people starting, because when we sampled the original, they said, I can't do this for 10 days. When we sample the Appleberry, they said, yeah, I could do this for 10 days. It may not be fantastic, but I could do this for 10 days. It's not so bad. And so what if they still don't like it, though? Well, the truth of the matter is you need to let them know that their taste buds are going to change. Do you know that most people's mouths are over acidic? They're highly acidic. And they really should be neutral or alkaline. And the drinks that we're going to give you are alkaline. And when alkaline hits acid, there's a chemical reaction that is not pleasant. And most people's taste buds are going to pick up on that chemical reaction. And they're going to think, I don't like this. So let me teach you a couple of secrets. One, teach people to take the power shake and swish it around their mouth. Swish it, swish it, swish it, swish it. And that's going to absorb all of the acids in their body. If the first three drinks they take get swished thoroughly around their mouth, the fourth or fifth drink will not taste bad or will not taste offensive at all. And we find that to be a very good idea. Also, adjusting the amount of water. Adding more water dilutes the intensity of the flavor. Adding less water increases the intensity of the flavor. And I want you to use that as your own barometer. Give people permission to change the amount of water based upon their taste buds. The next thing is make it colder. I personally put 3 ice cubes in my shaker cup every time I make a power shake. I like a colder taste to my shakes. And that will help the taste buds as well. So the initial taste, I do some fun stuff with my power shake. I really do. I add some vanilla and some cinnamon to my power shake. Sometimes I just add vanilla. Sometimes I add coconut water, almond milk, different things like that. So I use the original flavor because it allows me more flexibility to have fun with it. When I'm using the power shake, let's say, not to lose weight but to gain weight, I'll actually throw a banana into my power shake and blend it up with there. Again, that's when I'm not trying to lose weight, when I'm either trying to gain weight or I'm just trying to maintain. And so that brings us to our second question. Again, to wrap up the first question, your taste buds are going to change. It will not taste good originally. And you can accelerate that change by swishing it around your mouth, swishing it around your mouth 2 or 3 times in the first 2 or 3 drinks, and you're going to see that change. Over the course of time, it's going to change. By the end of the event, the end of the 10 days, they will learn to have liked the flavor for sure. So there's a few suggestions. More water, less water, swishing it around your mouth, using the original versus the appleberry. And my favorite, take the appleberry and use watermelon, 2 cups of watermelon in the appleberry power shake. It is, you could freeze the watermelon. It makes it even better. But you could find a way to make that power shake appealing to somebody. That's not going to be hard. Just learn some secrets and know that their taste buds will change. And it will taste better at the end than it does at the beginning. Why aren't bananas or starchy vegetables advised on the transformation cleanse? Well, the reason why is because bananas could be constipating for some people. Especially if you're doing a cleanse, bananas are not recommended. They're very gummy. Same thing with starchy vegetables. They're going to turn to carbohydrates. They're going to become gummy in the body. And we just don't want that. So no bananas or starchy vegetables, not that we don't love them at times. Bananas are great during the summer and the hot months. Our bodies break them down much better. When bananas have brown spots of them, they have a cancer necrosis factor that helps defend against colon cancer. But when bananas are underripe, when they're eaten out of season, then they're definitely not as good for you, and they could cause constipation. But when they're ripe and in season, they're very, very good for you. The reason we don't eat them on the transformation is simply because they're not conducive to weight loss. That's all. Starchy vegetables, same thing. Good at times, but not conducive to weight loss. Question number 3. Could I have more than one flex food at a time on the transformation cleanse? Now listen to me. My name is on the transformation cleanse. It says David Sandoval's 10-day transformation, but guess what? The minute it arrives at your door, I don't even like to say this, you cross out my name and you put in yours. it now becomes, you know, Jose Gonzalez 10-day transformation, or Betty White's 10-day transformation, or Johnny who knows what 10-day transformation. The bottom line is that flex foods are there for you to be flexible. They're called flex because they give you flexibility. They're not because you have to bend over and touch your toes when you eat them. So, yes, if you find that a half an avocado wasn't enough, have the other half. Maybe you could have another quarter. You see, I want you to feel satisfied. Have 2 cups of watermelon instead of one. Like I said, put it in your power shake. Get creative. We want you to be flexible within certain limits. And remember that eating a lot of something that's really good for you and doesn't have too many calories isn't such a bad thing. And so if you're finding that you cannot do a classic transformation, that you don't want to live on aminos, power shakes, and flex foods alone, that you're not ready for that, we have options. We have the athlete's transformation, and we have the transformation lifestyle, both of which allow for one meal a day. So if you find that the flex foods that we recommend just aren't satisfying, or cheating, and I don't call it cheating, but flexing a little bit more and having one or two extra flex foods a day isn't doing it for you, then maybe you're just not ready for that. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you've failed. You simply need to shift gears and look at the lifestyle transformation, the transformation lifestyle. Begin to add one flex meal a day. Concentrate your power shakes. Instead of 2 scoops, have 3 scoops twice a day. Instead of 2 scoops, 3 times a day. And transition into a lifestyle transformation. And the next time around, and you know that there will be a next time around, do it with just the flex foods. That's called progress. And I like it. I like when people take baby steps and move forward, better than taking big steps and sliding backwards all the time. You know what I'm talking about. So sure, you could have more than one flex food if that's what you need. You could even have a flex meal if that's what you need, because this is all about transitioning. We're about helping people, not punishing people. And if you need to take 10 small steps versus 3 big steps, we're cool with that. What would happen, question number 4, what would happen if I took the Super Cleansar longer than 10 days in a row? See, the thing is that Super Cleansar has ingredients in it that really stimulate your bowel, and we don't want them to overstimulate it. So herbalists recommend that you could use these between 7 and 10 days, and we're using smaller doses, so we're going for 10 days. But the 10 days is enough. Then you need to give yourself a 20-day rest and do it for 10 additional days. And that's just the answer. What would happen if I took the Super Cleansar longer than 10 days? Well, there are some indicators that you could become addicted to it. That's right. You become addicted to it, some of the ingredients, if you use them longer than 10 days. So just don't do that. And the reason you become addicted to it, it's a habitual thing. Your bowel, when your bowel moves regularly, it feels good. It makes your body feel almost high. And so if you've got to use the Super Cleansar as a temporary tool for the cleansing of parasites, and then go back to your regular, normal peristaltic action. It's just the way it needs to be. You don't want to stimulate your body constantly to have bowel function, but we're doing it for these 10 days to get rid of parasites and to do a really deep cleansing. Number 5, may I take pain relievers if I have a headache? If not, why not? And what should I do? Well, first of all, I am not a doctor, and I'm not your doctor, and you are your own advocate. So here's the thing. If you find that you need to take a pain reliever, all I want you to realize is that taking them on a regular basis or taking too many of them can damage your liver significantly, and you do not want to be a habitual taker of pain relievers. If you get a painful headache and it's going to be the difference between quitting and finishing the transformation, I would much rather you had an aspirin or two over the course of 10 days than not transform your life. So I personally, I know some massage techniques. I know pressure points. I know several different natural ways to relieve headaches, whether it be, you know, different types of aromatherapy or essential oils or things like this, or even white willow bark, which is amazing. But a lot of time headaches are caused by stress, tension, hunger, or mostly dehydration. Dehydration, constipation, or just temporary short-term blood glucose crises that come with fasting. So wait the headache out for a few minutes. Try some natural ways to relieve it. Make sure you're hydrated. And, of course, if you need to take a pain reliever, who am I to say no? It is your life. Question number six. What is the difference between the regular 10-day transformation and the athlete's transformation? How do I know which one is right for me? Well, if you have a job where it is required, remember that it is my express desire that you do not have physical activity during the transformation. But so many people came to me and said, I'm a fireman, I'm a policeman, I'm a track coach, I teach soccer, I am a personal trainer, I'm a yoga instructor, I teach 6 classes a day. It is impossible for me to follow your instructions. Or if you have 10 days to get ready for a competition, these are the times that you use the 10-day athlete's transformation. This was the transformation created for athletes who are getting ready for a fight, who are getting ready for a competition, a weigh-in, or something like that. Studying, you know, getting testing for a black belt or whatever it might be. So the athlete's transformation has, you know, the Super Life formula, which is going to help boost more testosterone, boost more of these hormonal energies that help with muscle building and are going to relieve the stress that might come from working out while fasting. And so the athlete's transformation, you're going to have a slightly different mix of products, and you're going to be allowed one meal a day. That meal is going to be commensurate with the calories that you need to match. So if you're working out for an hour and a half a day, we want you to have a 900-calorie meal. 3 hours a day, you might need to have an 1,800-calorie meal. And so it's going to be commensurate to the number of, you know, active workout hours that you have. And if your job requires that, you know, if your job requires that certain days you're going to have extensive exertion, then the athlete's transformation is going to be for you. I came down with a cold. By the way, I prefer that you do a classic transformation and not work out at all if your goal is to lose weight. If your goal is not to lose weight, then the athlete's transformation is most likely for you. If you, well, that's another question for another time. But again, if you do not need to lose weight, the athlete's transformation could be for you because you could make up the difference with, again, that meal where we allow you to control the calories. Question number 7, if I come down with a cold, should I stop the transformation and start at a different time to keep going? Why? I say no, but that's up to you. I say no, but that's up to you. Everyone has their own level of willpower and strength. So, again, this brings us to the end of today's call. We only got through 7 questions, and I have about 35 questions. I'm going to try to move through them faster next week, but I don't care if we only handle 7 to 10 questions per week. We're going to answer them thoroughly. Okay, we're going to answer them thoroughly. So my name's David Sandoval. It has been a pleasure to be with you tonight. I encourage all of you to get to convention. I don't know how many ways I could say it. The ticket is under $200, and we will be giving away value, goodies, freebies, discounts, promotions, and excitement way, way, way in excess of that, I guarantee you. So if you have a relative in California and you can't afford the hotel bill, tell them you're coming and staying with them on their couch. I don't care how you do it, by hook or by crook, get to convention. You're going to say, why didn't you tell me after you didn't go? And everybody's going, oh, my God, that was amazing. So I'm just telling you, we don't make a dime on convention. We subsidize the convention. It's not a moneymaker for the corporation, I assure you. The reason I want you there is because the people who were there last year are the people who are making the most money, the people who are the most active and enthusiastic because they went and they knew what it was like to be part of a movement, of a family of like-minded and well-intentioned people. So, hold on 1 second. Okay, it looks like it's time for us to say goodnight. I am going to unlock the phone so we could do as we always do. We could wish each other anahui ho, anahuivaderci, au revoir, see you later, I love you, whatever it is you want to say, now's the time. And I'll start it out by saying, I love you guys, man. Let's do this thing.
Thank you.
Hi.